Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Pasuk Chav Tes. Tachas ki son udoas, v'yeres Hashem lo bachoyu. Tachas ki son udoas, hu neged avo inyanim sh'oma mitchila ad heina. Here in Parag Aleph, until this point, there have been four. I'm not sure what the right word is. Four areas that various chotim have been depicted, the various chotim who have been depicted have rejected. Behainu miladas chokhma, from beginning Pasuk Beis, the series of psukim, ama she'inyan ha-sefer, the content and the focus of the sefer, hu ladas v'leida derech hatov v'hachayim. Shehi yediyas klal ha-Torah. I don't know what the double lashon of ladas v'leida is. Tzarachiyin. U'miyiras Hashem, posuk Zion and onward, ama sheyiras Hashem reishis hakol. Reishis means first, of course, but it often has the connotation of the foundation of everything. When you build a building, you can't build the top floor first. You have to begin with a foundation. Yiras Hashem is Reishis Hakol, as we had the pasuk earlier, that Yiras Hashem is Reishis Doas. Umi b'ni im yifatucha, from pasuk Yud, he eats a tova, unachona lihizor mipite hayetzahar v'arashan. The way Shlomo HaMelech has depicted, the way he's highlighted for us the falsehood and how what the Yetzer Hara promises is illusory. So the Torah not only identifies for us what's right and wrong, but the Torah is also mechazek us, and also looks to persuade and cajole and urge us to do what's right. It's not only that the Torah says this is the right and this is the wrong. It also counteracts the pitoy hayetzer hara. I mean, you have that consistently throughout the Chumash, where the exhortations of Ushmatim as mitzvah say. But then it's striking, you even have some examples where the Torah just strategizes for us. Rashi understands that in Parshas Kisetze, when the Torah says, Zocha es asher osa Hashem lekecha l'Miriam, the Torah is telling us, and if you want to know how you can maintain vigilance against Lashon Hara, Yishama b'negah atzaras, if you want to know how to remain vigilant, So here's a strategy. Now, Rashi doesn't understand that as any kind of mitzvah. It's not that the Torah is imposing this as a mitzvah. The Torah strategizes. So the same way the Yetzer Hara is mefata, so l'ahavdil, the Torah is heperzet. V'achakach me admosai pesoyim, pasuk chav beis, he tochacha. V'zehu, so the Torah provides the content, the substance of ladas v'leidadar hatov v'chaim. The cultivation of Yiras Hashem, the recognition of the Pita Yetzer Hara for what it is, and being receptive to Tochacha. And here the pasuk explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction of Ani Be'etchem Eschak and Oz Yikra'unini V'lo Ene is because that's an exchange for tachas ayin, tachas ayin. It's an exchange for the fact that all four areas have been rejected. V'zeo tachas kisanu darasu neged ladas chokma. V'yeres Hashem lo b'chor, the second half of our pasuk, who neged mashakos of the ma'ila, sheyeres Hashem reishes daras, v'hi ikar hakol. Right, it's the foundation of everything. V'lohem lo hoisa afilu b'chinas b'chira, and not only, again, the chotim who are being depicted, not only did they not proactively pursue, in the sense of looking to cultivate Yiras Hashem, but they didn't even choose. But what does that mean? Ke'inyan sanu mimitzvasechu mimashmatacha atovim v'lo shava lanu. So when we say that in the Vida, what does it mean that lo shava lanu? Lo shava lanu means that it had no value to us. Tahainu, not only did we not pursue, not only was it not uve mitzvasechu tirdof nafshi, or achre mitzvasechu tirdof nafshi, but even when it was presented to us as an option, it was lo shava lanu. It wasn't something that we deemed worthwhile, and it wasn't something that we took advantage of. Ki lo dai she'ena modfim achas zeh shehi ikar hakol yiras Hashem ela afilim hoyu shneim lefnehem lo bacheru bo zeh. Kimila's bechira, the connotation says the gom of the word bechira, he im yesh shnei dvarim lefanav, right? I can't choose if you offer me a choice of do I want chicken or meat, so then I can choose because both options are in front of me. So that's the connotation of bechira. Kemoshenama, that's where we find it used in Chumash as well. Ve'ei anochi nosin lechem hayom brachu klala. Maybe he's quoting from later in Dvarim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, both options are being presented to you. Okay, maybe just one more pasuk here. They didn't desire my etza, my counsel. They spurned my rebuke, all my rebuke. Right, there are two ways to try to influence someone, two ways to try to help steer someone along the right path. And which of the two is appropriate, you know, it is determined circumstantially. One is an Eitzah. It's given as, again, in the both in terms of the substance as well as in terms of the tone of the presentation, B'Toras Eitzah. Then there's also an approach of Tochacha, obviously clearly striking a very different tone and a very different approach. And again, circumstances determine which of the two is the more appropriate one in context. But you spurn both. These classes of people spurn both. Lo avula tzosi, no atzu kol tochachti. Okay, we'll stop here. Glinad mitzvashem, we'll continue at 12:30 with Pesachim and Adosa. Have a very good morning. Everyone should be well, be safe.